This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tuesday, the 14th day of June 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Obviously, we're going to be talking about the biggest mass shooting in U.S. history that took place Saturday night. We've learned a lot more about this. I've studied Islam. I've studied the jihadist. I've studied the Wahhabist. And the more Wahhabist you get, the more you're into having sex with little boys. And the more you're also into going to gay nightclubs. And so I said, this is latent homosexual behavior. This is a guy obsessed with it, probably into it, who then is guilty about it. So he decides to run his jihad that he's going to launch for ISIS against the gay nightclub, which is exactly what we now learn. He frequented the place. He was there quite a bit and hung out with the folks there. And this is just all part of the schizophrenia of Islam, where it talks about having sex with young boys and how that's okay and young girls, but if an adult does it, you've got to be killed. I mean, it should be the opposite. You go after kids, that's when you have the problem, because they don't have the age of consent. See, that's how it is in the West. Everything is ass backwards. Orlando shooter Omar Mateen was a regular at the Pulse nightclub. Customers had seen killer there before, and several reports getting messages from him on gay dating apps. So, he's out there going around the different apps online, reportedly, and it just all fits the MO. And he's got this family, this father, you know, going on the internet saying, kill the gays, and you've got his imam saying it. And none of that is really in the news. It's all how gun owners are evil. It's all how gun owners are bad. It's all how we have to pay. In fact, Hillary Clinton has said it's the internet which she wants to censor that's the problem, and guns. And the FBI has come out and said he was radicalized on the internet. Okay, he traveled to Saudi Arabia repeatedly. That's where he actually went to get the final training. But the idea that, like, well, the man used a car to run people over. He used the highway. He used a car. I saw the different Democrat-run website headlines where, see the gun that committed the crime. No, a gun didn't commit the crime. And I know our audience knows that, but Obama's not ruling out coming after the Second Amendment with more executive action. Hillary says she wants to ban the semi-autos. This is incredible. When she's the lady, it came out yesterday, who ordered the State Department not to investigate his mosque years ago when she was still in the State Department. And it just fits the same MO over and over and over again, where they are protecting these people. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, you know, came out yesterday and said, look, we really have a stupid president. We have a moron president. He said, we're led by a fool, to give you the actual quote. And he went on to say, or there's something else, he knows exactly what he's doing. And the Washington Post came out and said that he was implying that Obama was behind it. No, he implied that Obama knows this stuff's going to happen, is going to take our guns once the attacks start. That isn't saying Obama's running it, but he is opening the door up and bringing the people in, which is pretty much the same thing. So this is a case of Trump having his cake and eating it too and really dragging the media through the mud. I personally love it, where he puts it out there. They say what he really wants to say for him. He pulls back, doesn't get the heat, but still gets the truth out. A master tactician, the centipede, is an incredible predator of other predators and injects its poison with twin fangs. All right, ladies, there's an internet meme, if you don't know, that likens him to the centipede. Maybe we should play some of that today. That always cheers Buckley up when we're out at brunch or something with the kids, and we sit there and watch Donald Trump videos together. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, the 14th day of June, 2016, Global Transmission. Dr. Steve Pachenik, who the Jack Ryan character in Patriot Games is loosely based on, co-author of many of Tom Clancy's books, will be joining us. He, of course, is a psychiatrist, a medical doctor, a graduate of Harvard and MIT, and was the psych warfare head that way back at the Camp David Accords with the only successful peace treaty with the Muslims. And, of course, he's one of the founding members of Delta Force. The list just goes on and on. He comes on every few months here. He's going to give us his breakdown on the Orlando event. Now, I wanted to get him on the last few months about a book he wrote about Europe escaping the Holocaust and coming finally to the United States via Cuba and then Canada. And it goes through all the things that his mother went through. I've now read the book online. It's amazing. But he, instead of really getting to that, wants to cover Orlando, so that's fine. But it's a really interesting perspective of Pachenik because, I mean, he's somebody who actually had family die in the Holocaust. There are a lot of folks out there that claim they did, kind of like folks claiming they, you know, have cancer to raise money on the internet or whatever, and a lot of times it turns out it's not true. But in Pachinik's case, it is true. He has a very interesting perspective on how some of the Jewish leadership blocked Jews getting out of Europe unless they paid money to the Jewish leadership to be able to get out of the country. So he can really break down the truly sickening underbelly of the Jewish mafia and what it basically did to his family and many others. And that's not really the full scope of the book, but you need to understand that went on. And that was very real. And I don't bring that out to demonize Jews, but criticism of Jewish mafia or Jewish organizations is not anti-Semitism. So the Jewish mafia has hidden behind that for a long time and gotten away with a lot of its activities. And of course, the Jewish mafia founded the ADL in 1913. You can look that up for yourself as well. So I'm going to expose the Saudi mafia, the Chinese communist mafia, elements of the Jewish mafia. I'm going to expose the socialist German mafia, the socialist French mafia. I'm going to expose the globalists here in this country. I'm just going to expose organized crime across the board. I'm going to expose the Russian mafia, the Japanese mafia, the Mexican mafia. I'm going to go after Mecha and La Raza. I'm going to go after all these groups that operate the same. You see, I'm with the Patriot Mafia. And you can say the Patriot Family, but see, it's an idea, and anyone can be a member of it. It transcends how these other mafias base their operations. Because if they make it about race or religion, they don't have to then actually deliver anything to their family. They can just all make it about we're in a group, and they end up abusing and feeding on their own group. 9 times out of 10, your own, quote, mafia is your worst nightmare. I want a unified culture on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, religious freedom, family freedom, incredibly low taxes, based on stewardship, based on ingenuity, based on rugged individualism, based on inventiveness, based on exploration, based on trailblazing, based on free association. It's called the Renaissance. I'm into it. And America is the great flower of that. But because we were so successful, we got infested with organized crime, all battling with each other for full control. And they've run the nation into the ground, and we're going to be exposing it big time. Got a call last night from Jesse Ventura at about 5 o'clock. I'd gone home early yesterday and to be with my children, and he called me, and he said, I may come on your show first tomorrow and break down the fact that my case that I won in the federal court for defamation against Chris Kyle, the sniper, America's most deadly sniper, Navy SEAL. But then he called this morning and he said, no, I'm going to hold back. My lawyer wants me to hold back, but I'll come on your show first as soon as I decide to speak. But he told me some stuff and said, but you're welcome to repeat this on air or put it in an article. And I'll just say this. He's completely blown away because the federal overturn of his case had over 60 major corporations sign on to a lawsuit. Big media, the New York Times, CNN, you name it, News Corp, saying we want to be able to lie. And we don't want there to be, when we're found guilty of lying, we don't want there to be any basically monetary payment for it. And that's actually what the federal court is saying, is that the media will be able to lie. And even if you win a case, there basically won't be any money. And, of course, Ventura spent over $1.5 million on the suit, most of the money he has. And that's what he won. And the reason they overturned it, they said, was the jury was allowed to know that Ventura was not suing the family and that there was insurance and that the widow had made over $45 million as of trial time on the book itself, and that the couple million dollars that Ventura was going to get just for basically his court costs and getting his name back was going to be paid by an insurance company. And Ventura was only able to bring that up in trial. They have the transcripts because they brought it up. We're like, this poor widow, he's suing her. He wants to make her, you know, basically bankrupt. And so Ventura's lawyers can come in, who are some of the best in the country, and go, oh, actually, she's gotten $40-plus million off the book, tens of millions off the movie, and she doesn't even pay this. She keeps the money. The insurance company pays it. The publisher on the book alone had $20 million in coverage. Ventura was seeking $1.5 million. Going shooting super low for what they'd spent on the trial where they fought him for 2 years, even getting it to court. So instead, Ventura trying to get his name back is, and listen, I don't think Chris Kahl was a bad guy. People I know him say that, you know, the movie's pretty accurate. I think the guy was a patriot. I don't know how he got convinced or confused to say he beat up Ventura. Ventura didn't do it, has the witnesses, would never say things like that, that he's glad Navy SEALs are dying. It was meant to destroy his name. And as soon as the Chris Kahl story started degenerating, magically somebody killed him up in Dallas at a shooting range, if you really believe that. And Kraft, or people dressed in Kraft uniforms, were at the Boston bombing. Probably there running security. Guys in black backpacks and tan, wearing Punisher hats. We began to investigate that. Not saying they were involved, but saying Obama clearly was protecting the bombers or whoever they were connected to. It turned out one of the brothers was on CIA payroll. That came out in the Boston Globe. He was on local Boston radio that morning. They were running a drill of a bombing. I don't know exactly what happened, but there's a cover-up. Is it to cover up a Saudi connection? I don't know. But there's something going on there. The media misrepresents it and says that, you know, I say that Chris Kyle did it. That's not what we ever said. We just said that. Look, that's how Kraft International dresses. They wear tan, boots, pants, jackets, black backpacks, and Punisher hats. He popularized that. Now, it could have been somebody else. We just said, wow, that's a Kraft International contractor outfit. Boom, he's dead right after that. Okay, I mean, it's like Pat Tillman. I talked to his brother. Pat Tillman was going to come out about government growing the opium, how we were working and not stopping the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, which later all came out. They killed him, and the Army coroner, who was a colonel, would not lie in the autopsy and said he was murdered. He was executed. They shot him. He fell behind a rock, his own unit. He said, what are you doing? It's me. He jumped up going, what is your effing problem? They shot him again and then came up and did a single burst, 3 shots right across the front of the face. At feet away, powder burns, read the autopsy. They shot him, didn't take him down because of body armor, crept up on him and killed him deader than a hammer. Private Lynch was going to be, you know, the feminist icon of how the men cowered in fear, but she defeated them all. None of it was true. Her own unit started speaking out. They killed 4 of them in 1 week. People would be having a barbecue at their house, and a guy in a black uniform and a mask would pop up and double tap him in the head at 50 yards and then pop back down. Or you'd get pulled over and then be found dead in a puddle of water. And then Lynch came out and said, it's all fake, I was told the lie. Jerry Bruckheimer was producing it. It was all, Jerry Bruckheimer. Now, I don't bring all this out because I'm against our military. I bring all this out because I'm against it being used in these ways and these type of propaganda pieces. So I don't know what happened with Chris Kyle, okay? And I'm not even choosing sides here. I know Jesse Ventura. I'm the one that gave him the news. They waited until he drove in his RV to Mexico to announce all this. And he said, you're joking, Alex. That's not true. Come on. And then I told him he was blown away, and he spent all this time. And look, I disagree with Ventura on a lot of his politics, but the guy's for real. He means well, and they tried to destroy his good name so he couldn't run for president. That's what all this was about. Kyle got roped in. I guarantee you, News Corp talked him into putting that section in the book as a psyop, and either that or the Boston bombing is the reason he was executed. I don't buy this story that some guy with PTSD out the shooting range, you know, did this and all the rest of it. I mean, give me a break. So I'm done talking about that because we got so much news on the situation in Orlando. Hillary saying she's coming after our guns, all the rest of it. Briefly, I'm going to do my first ever Reddit Ask Me Anything tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock. There'll be a video feed free for everybody at Infowars.com/AMA. We'll also put it up on Infowars.com/show as an event video, so you can't miss it. But Infowars.com/AMA for Ask Me Anything, and we'll send out a link to everybody that's in the Infowars Insider, everybody that follows us on the email, Infowars.com /newsletter to put in your email, and we'll send you those video links, exclusive articles, promo codes, and more when you sign up for Infowars.com/newsletter. But tonight, Ask Me Anything for 2 hours, commercial-free, special guest and more, 6 to 8. And it'll run directly up against Infowars Nightly News. We're not in competition with each other.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All the leaves are brown.
The graphic I had up on screen earlier, stopped into. She said AMA was tomorrow. My Ask Me Anything. No, it's today. Okay, so I just want everybody to know that. The Ask Me Anything is today, Tuesday, 6 o'clock Central Time, Infowars.com/AMA. Now, I know I said that on air, too, so that's good. Everybody knows that. Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. That's when we're going to be doing it. So, I want to play this Donald Trump clip here. This is Donald Trump yesterday, and then the Washington Post came out and said that he was implying Obama did it. No, the implication is that Obama just doesn't care and has some other plan, like coming after our guns. That's what Donald Trump is saying. Here's the clip.
What about the military strike? Where would you strike overseas?
I'd strike, well, you know, they know. We have generals, and I've been with them, and I've talked to them. We have generals that feel we can win this thing so fast and so strong, but we have to be furious for a short period of time, and we're not doing it. I mean, I said go after the oil, hit the oil. They announce when they're going to hit the oil because they want the people to leave their trucks. I mean, the whole thing is so ridiculous. Can you imagine General Patton saying, please get out of your trucks because we're going to start dropping bombs in 1 hour. This is the way we fight.
Donald Trump,
we're led by a fool.
So you're saying
we're led by a man that either is not tough, not smart, or he's got something else in mind. And the something else in mind, you know, people can't believe it. People cannot they cannot believe that President Obama is acting the way he acts and can't even mention the words radical Islamic terrorism. There's something going on. It's inconceivable. Right. There's something going on.
Well,
the man has no clue. He doesn't know what he's doing, and Hillary Clinton is going to be worse than him.
Right.
She wants to increase people coming into our country from the areas I'm talking about by 500%.
All right. And now he's saying, because the Washington Post came out and said that he was saying Obama was behind the Orlando attack, that he's pulled their press credentials, because that's not what he said. He's kind of having his cake and eating it too, though. What he's saying is we're being soft on Islamic terror. We're not going after where they're actually based. We're not going after their funding. And so Obama's the biggest fool in the world, or something else is going on, and that is they're letting Islamic State come in and take over Syria. That's been declassified. That's been in the news for over a year. You heard it here first 4 or 5 years ago. So that's what's going on. And that's what he's saying. They tailor that, though, to say that he's saying Orlando was basically run by Obama. And that's not what Donald Trump said. Now, I will say that criminal elements of our government opening the borders up, allowing these radicalizers in, allowing these imams in, who weren't born here, to come in and hype up native-born people, first generation like this Afghan, clearly is contributing to it. So if Obama and Hillary want to point their finger at the American people and say that it's our fault that all this is going on and that gun owners are to blame and all the rest of this bull, then clearly we can say you are to blame by that yardstick, because gun owners have nothing to do with this. You are the people, the State Department and the Justice Department, that have been coddling these imams, his very imam at his very mosque, saying, kill the gays, kill the homosexuals. I mean, it's crazy. You can have this guy running around with his imam and his daddy saying, kill the homosexuals. He's hanging around over at the gay bar feeling guilty about it. So he decides to go to Saudi Arabia, get radicalized, and then come back and kill people. And we've got a psychiatrist joining us, Dr. Steve Pachenik, not just an assassin and the whole nine yards, to break all this down and get his take on it coming up in the next hour. So you do not want to miss that information. And then Dr. Bill Warner was on with us for the first time ever just last week, but we're having him back on today because he predicted that these jihad attacks were about to start and about to be increasing. So he'll be joining us. We'll have open phones when both gentlemen are on with us today. All right, I'm going to settle down now, and I'm going to try to come back, and because I get really mad about this mass shooting. I get really mad when they're trying to guilt yours truly and all of you out there and blame us and tell us that we collectively are to blame when all of... Oh, I forgot the stabbing attack killing people of the jihadi in France today. I mean, there's so much of it, I can't even keep track of it. And it was somebody the guy knew and was friends with. What is it about these guys? They pick people they know that they think are wimpy. It's just even more evil, though. They kill people they know. This guy's running around on gay apps, then he goes and kills them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is so hard for me to deal with to watch the evil people in our controlled corporate media and their stupid domesticated camp followers. Over the news, just blaming gun owners, blaming conservatives, blaming American gun culture for a man who's pledged allegiance to ISIS, a man who had a gun license and worked as a contractor for one of the biggest mercenary companies out there, a man who was on gay apps, a guy that trafficked the bar and was there basically stalking his prey. And we have imams on TV lecturing us about don't sensationalize this, and this isn't Islam. Look at what's happening in Islamic countries all over the world. They're running around killing each other 24/7, even where they have gun bans in some countries. Europe brings in 5 million of them in the last 3 years. We bring in massive numbers. Donald Trump says we're going to have more attacks. And then when he's proven right, the media attacks him. This is truly the death of common sense. And then his brother is involved in bringing in refugees and has Homeland Security contracts. They're not even vetted. They make all this money off of it. And people at his work said he was making threats that he was going to carry out terror attacks and had connections to terror groups. And the FBI wasn't allowed to go after him by Hillary Clinton and the State Department. WorldNet Daily has the FBI and Secret Service whistleblowers. They're coming on the show in the next few days. They broke the news Sunday. No coverage. We wrote about their article, Kit Daniels did. Hillary Clinton State Department blocked investigation into Orlando shooter's mosque. Drudge links to it, but still, it gets over a million people that read it in the last 24 hours, but no mainstream media coverage because there's a blackout. Just like with Roger Stone. Banned on MSNBC. Banned on CNN. Banned in all these publications. And they say he's banned because he's too effective. And they tell him, even when he's about to go on Newsmax or other channels, don't bring up the rape. But there's one guy they can't censor, that's Donald Trump. When he goes on Fox, he brings up the rape word. They say, oh, be nice, Donald. That's how you're going to beat Hillary. No, taking the gloves off, which he's done, is how he's going to do it. So I want to say happy birthday to Donald Trump, 70 years old today, I'm told. Well, ask Roger if that's accurate. And I want to say congratulations for not backing down, for being hardcore, and for bringing up the rape, and bringing up the abuse, and bringing up the narcotics trafficking, and bringing up all the dead bodies, and bringing up Vince Foster, and bringing up all the things that are happening. And pointing out that crooked Hillary is a nightmare. So let's all tweet, happy birthday at real Donald Trump. Hero born on Flag Day. Well, all I know is it's very exciting to know that I bet on the right pony over a year ago. I don't mean that he'll even win. I think he will. That we bet on the right pony for the guy that just gets more hardcore and more stalwart as he goes. So how is the mainstream media going to spin this? Trump says there will be more San Bernardino's shootings. There will be more Brussels, Belgium attacks. And then people congratulate him on being accurate, trying to defend America. He says, thank you for congratulating me. And they go, oh, he's congratulating himself as if he was involved in the shooting. See, now it's his fault. Well, Roger Stone joins us to talk about this and to also talk about his article from Breitbart.com. It's time America got some answers about Huma Abedin, who a lot of experts we've had on believe is a Saudi Arabian spy. She has all the cutouts, all the backgrounds. Why is the White House standing down on Islamic terror? Trump comes out and says he's the biggest moron, the biggest fool ever, or he knows something we don't know. He's got another agenda. That's backing ISIS to take over the Middle East, which has been documented. They spin it and say, he says, oh, Orlando's what he meant. No, that's not what he was talking about. He's talking about bombing the trucks, the oil trucks. Why are you giving them warnings? Why are you letting them get to shelter? Why are you aiding and abetting them? Well, we know. Cy Hirsch went public 6 months ago on my show and said, you were correct. Your guests were correct. For 5 years, our government's been ordered to back Al-Qaeda and now ISIS in Syria. And our military has told Obama they're not going to be part of it. Obama, folks, is allied with radical Islam. And Roger Stone is here, the consummate Trump insider, StoneZone.com, to talk about it with us. Roger, thanks for coming on. Obviously, a lot is happening. Obviously, Trump is just surging in the polls. But let's talk all things Trump. But first off, this Hillary's girlfriend, Abedin, and this whole Saudi connection and the rest of it, I think, ties together. Do you think I'm on the trail of the bloodhound here, or am I off target?
These are entirely related issues. What's happened in the last several days, as you know, has validated the very premise of Donald Trump's campaign, and that being that we need to seal our borders. We need an aggressive plan to destroy ISIS. Hillary Clinton in truth, created ISIS. It was the policies of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and yes, George W. Bush, that both created ISIS and have armed ISIS. Now, ISIS is our worst enemy, and the problem has come to our shores. So I think Trump's campaign theme has been entirely validated. While we're at it, I have written a very provocative piece, which I knew would be provocative, in which I lay out the facts regarding the chic and exotic and well-connected Huma Abedin, the right-hand henchwoman of Hillary Clinton. She and her family, through her academic career, through her parents' various connections, are very clearly tied to groups that funded bin Laden. I mean, I pose really three questions. Now, yesterday, Keith Olbermann attacked me, David Brock attacked me, a spokesman for Hillary attacked me, and even Huma herself responded. I just would like the American people to hear Hillary answer three simple questions. What is Huma's relationship with Abdul Omar Nassif, who is the radical who employed both of her parents and her brothers, who founded the Muslim World League, but more importantly, founded the Rabitha Trust? The Rabitha Trust was declared by the Bush administration to be a terror organization and a partial funding of the activities of bin Laden. This is not conjecture. Why, after 9/11, wasn't this pointed out? Radical Muslim connections of Huma Abedin ever got a top security clearance? Now, I understand she's beautiful, and I understand she's exotic, and I understand she's socially well-connected, and I understand she is the wife of Congressman Carlos Danger, Anthony Weiner. But she tweeted yesterday in response to my piece, one can be a Muslim and a loyal American. Yes, one can. This has nothing to do with being a Muslim. It has to do with being affiliated.
And again, we're having Mr. Stone, hold on one moment. Your Skype's breaking up just a bit. I want you to be able to recalibrate it and rejoin with us here. And we're also putting on screen for
Steve. So the facts are there for everyone.
I need to disconnect him for a moment, please, so that that doesn't happen. He's lost his audio feed from us to him. So we need to reconnect with Roger Stone. Thank you. Now, continuing, I'm going to calm down right now. I'm having some anger issues today, okay? But they're launching the Tet Offensive. The globalists are making their move against our guns. There's no doubt they're going to put us into a Great Depression. There's no doubt their secret weapon is radical jihad. There's no doubt they hate the bitter clingers. There's no doubt that our country is run by pure scum, okay? So I'm fundamentally upset about this, and I am fundamentally just in general mad about the fact that we have traitors running our government and running our country that are now saying we're going to come after our guns. It makes me fundamentally want to throw up. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to play some clips. Okay. Let's go ahead and look at these clips here. I'm going to tell folks which clips I want to pull up. There's a report here where Hillary Clinton says abortions are a constitutional right, but the right to bear arms isn't. So let's go ahead and play a short clip of that.
Thank you for being there for every woman in every state who has to miss work, drive hundreds of miles sometimes, endure cruel, medically unnecessary waiting periods, walk past angry protesters to exercise her constitutional right to safe and legal abortion.
Do you believe that their conclusion that an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right?
If it is a constitutional right, then it, like every other constitutional right, is subject to reasonable regulations. And what people have done with that decision is to take it as far as they possibly can and reject what has been our history from the very beginning of the Republic, where some of the earliest laws that were passed were about firearms. So I think it's important to recognize that reasonable people can say, as I do, responsible gun owners have a right. I have no objection to that. But the rest of the American public has a right to require certain kinds of regulatory responsible actions to protect everyone else.
Okay, so this guy had a Homeland Security clearance, was doing work bringing refugees in with his uncle, had a gun license, and the FBI had tried to stop him twice but was ordered to stand down by the Justice Department and the State Department that Hillary was running. Hillary's State Department blocked investigation to Orlando Killer's mosque. Further proof, Hillary funded the rise of ISIS. And then meanwhile, 20% of her campaign is from the Saudis alone, and her foundation got over $100 million from the Gulf states that lock women up and treat them worse than dogs. And then we have another one of these bizarre, narcissistic clowns that when he's not on the gay apps or whatever, he's going into a nightclub and killing 49 people. We have Roger Stone back, and he's written the articles. Roger Stone, it's time America got some answers about Huma Abedin. I mean, this is just crazy. Roger Stone, again, joining us now via phone. Roger, please continue.
You know, Alex, this is disappointing because I'm so damn handsome. I hate to do it this way, but in any event, to get back to where we were, I think you make exactly the point. Hillary and her husband have taken hundreds of millions of dollars from regimes that not only oppress women.
It's time to just arrest their asses. It's time to just freaking throw them in irons, man. What more do we have to put up from these people? And why are they allied with Islam? What freak show is this that we have these freaks running on? Roger, I'm sorry. I'm really getting fed up, okay?
But, Alex, the answer is an honest attorney general appointed by a president who puts the interests of the United States, not radical Islam and political correctness, first. You are not going to get an honest government from this administration. You are not going to get fair adjudication of the law from Loretta Lynch. I don't know. I feel badly for the FBI director, who is known as a man of integrity, a real by-the-book guy. He works for a president for whom the law does not matter. And it is any manner of crimes. I mean, why is Huma Abedin allowed to triple dip, getting a full-time salary from the State Department, a full-time salary from Teneo Strategies, a lobby firm that represents many of those same oppressive regimes we're talking about?
Because in the politically correct freak zone of America, as long as you're some stupid protected group, you can commit any crimes you want, including funding ISIS, murdering 300,000 Christians in Syria.
Well, and in all honesty, the attacks on gays in Orlando puts a very significant crimp into the far-left Democratic coalition. Frankly, my gay friends are worried about three things. One, their security. They don't want to go to a club or a public place and be killed by some radical Islamic maniac. Number two, my gay friends want jobs. They want opportunity. They want a strong country and a vibrant economy so they can do well, so they can adopt children, so they can have families, so they can get married. That's what my gay friends care about. And the number of gay Americans who are telling me they are for Trump because they believe he will protect gays and all Americans from the threat of Islamic
terror.
Well,
I mean, here's the bottom line. Explain the calculus to me. They're bringing in all these radicals. They're blocking the FBI from stopping them. The San Bernardino people going back and forth between Saudi Arabia, this freak. All these people, they know they're going to attack. They know that's only going to make Trump more popular. Why are they allowing this to happen?
Well, because I don't think they understand that. I think that this is an attempt to going back to Sidney Blumenthal's original strategy to maximize the turnout of the left. They see this as a numbers game. particularly in those instances where they can vote illegals, which they on the left have always been adept at doing through the city machines and the other community organizations. So they aren't trying to appeal to anybody in the center. Unlike Bill Clinton, who tried to at least move the imagery of his party to the center and bring back white working class Democrats in the far west and south, Hillary has adopted the Obama strategy. Get every left-wing whack job and or minority voter out humanly possible and hope that you outnumber the other side. That's the strategy. So she is not going to call Islamic terrorism what it is, the fundamental danger of today, probably the greatest single challenge, other than insolvency, facing the country today.
It really does show their broken coalition strategy that they just want balkanization. But don't the Democrats get, they're going to have the albatross around their neck forever as sleeper cells pop off every month, every week for the next decade. And
but I don't think you understand how delusional they are. They think by Trump calling for closing our borders, building a wall, stepping up security, and crushing ISIS, they think that makes him look like a xenophobic right-wing maniac. They don't understand that that's...
You're right. They're in their own freak show echo chamber where they're trying to tell people you can't say mother or father because it's hurtful to people that don't have mother or fathers. You can't have dodgeball. You can't have Halloween parties because costumes might be hurtful. This is a cult.
This is epic. I mean, yesterday David Brock says in the Twitter feed, Huma Abedin is a fine public servant, which is more than I can say for Roger Stone. Well, wait a minute. Public servant would imply she was only on the taxpayer's payroll. In fact, she was getting paid by the Teneo lobbying group and the Clinton Foundation, triple dipping. So I don't know what he's talking about. And then Keith Olbermann said, how does it feel to have worked your whole life in politics and now being a flying monkey for Donald Trump? To which I respond, at least I can keep a job.
Well said. I mean, all they do is attack us when we're just saying common sense stuff.
But here's the point, though, Alex. They can't refute the facts. Huma's ties to the most radical brand of Islam through her parents, through her brothers, through Nashif, are all indisputable. They are indisputable, and they have been certified by the U.S. government. So rather than argue with the facts, they attack the person who delivers the facts. Oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. Well, really? What conspiracy sealed the 28 pages of the congressional inquiry into what
That's
really
right.
happened?
Well, bottom line, Hillary Clinton's girlfriend is a Saudi spy. Is that the headline?
I don't know whether she is Hillary's handler, whether she's an asset. Well, I mean, you don't know how deep it goes.
Well, all I know is they stay in the same bedroom together when they travel.
There is evidence to that is accurate. But again, the left wants to say, oh,
why couldn't Hillary get a good-looking girlfriend? Why didn't she like a Marilyn Monroe or something? This woman looks
looks
like Bin Laden.
I think that Huma is stunning. If you go to my 2015 Stone Zone best and worst dressed list, which I do every January, and that's a 10-year tradition, which I adopted from Mr. Black, you'll find her on my list. She looks great whether she's going to a UN cocktail party or a Muslim brother bomb making.
Well, I'm not, and I shouldn't be doing low blows against Hillary's girlfriend. I'm just baiting the media into picking this up. But, hey, let's shift gears, Roger Stone, for a moment, because they're obviously not going to be able to block this forever. It's coming out. How are things really going for the campaign? I mean, you always give us the straight shot. How is Team Trump doing?
I think Monday may have been the best day that the Trump campaign has to date, in the sense that he is back to dominating the dialogue. This election is going to be decided largely on the question of who can deal with domestic terrorists who plan to kill many, many people between now and the election day and after. If you believe Hillary Clinton is better suited to handle that problem, then you should vote for her. On the other hand, Trump is back on his strong suit. This has validated his central argument that we need to secure our borders. So I think he's back on offense. The major speech on the Clintons' corruption, which was scheduled for Monday, is still in the works, as I understand it, and it will be a devastating narrative. The foibles of the Clinton Foundation and the epic corruption there, in which foreign nations are paying, like Russia, like China, like Saudis, are paying for favors and preferential treatment, while it has gotten some good coverage from the New York Times, largely the mainstream media has sought to ignore it.
Sure. So the question is the establishment going to let a foreign multinational coup take place in America? Because we will be fully conquered if Hillary, who's totally blackmailed, gets into power, blackmailed by all these disparate interests that have, you know, treated her, you know, like a vending machine where they put money in and get out of it what they want. It is truly, truly, truly outrageous. And it does show their disconnect. Hillary, whose State Department protected this very person, this monster, now blaming the Second Amendment. I think they've really miscalculated. What do you think, Roger Stone?
Well, I mean, what's really amazing is if Al Capone were alive today, he would be in awe at what they have built at the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this is an international pay-for-play scheme. It is the largest single money laundering operation in U.S. history. And the Clintons have taken millions of dollars both through the foundation and through their phony global initiative and through their phony speeches directly to their pockets, hundreds of millions of dollars of people buying decisions in Washington. I look forward to a time when Hillary, who says she is an advocate for women, I'd like to hear from the women of Libya. How have they fared under the regime change there that was fought?
And the same thing in Syria. Roger Stone, I always appreciate your time. In closing, what do you make of this whole Washington Post situation where Trump says they're kicked off the campaign? I mean, that's fine with me because they're obviously globalist operatives in many ways. But at the same time, I mean, he's talking about, hey, you know, we should have bombed the trucks. We shouldn't give them an hour's notice. You know, either Obama's a fool or he's got another agenda. Clearly, he's not talking about the Orlando shooting there. He's saying Obama is, you know, has the gloves on when it comes to fighting ISIS. Well, we know that. But I mean, what is Trump so mad about? The fact they tried to misrepresent it as Orlando?
The Washington Post is the single most dishonest publication in the history of American journalism. They were wrong about Watergate. They were wrong about Iran-Contra. They were wrong about the Iraq War. And they're wrong about the current situation. I have a piece that I will be publishing shortly, a 5,000-word piece called The Lies of Bob Woodward. And I traced how he is a pathological liar who has lied about every major historical event in his repertorial career. So,
well, sure, isn't he really just a naval intelligence front?
I say bravo, and someplace, believe me, someplace... Dick Nixon is giving the thumbs up over Trump's trashing of the Washington Post.
Well, I was about to say, it's clearly a foreign intelligence cutout. I mean, Bilderberg Group basically runs it. They admit that.
Well, it has always had a traditional close ties to the Central Intelligence Agency. Socially, the Grahams mixed with Angleton and Meyer, and that's their social set. It is interesting that shortly after the death of John F. Kennedy, former President Harry Truman wrote an op-ed piece in which he said that approving the formation of the CIA was the greatest mistake he made as president, that it had become a rogue government unto itself. That ran for one edition, and then it was spiked by the publishers at the request.
That's right, and of course the CIA itself is basically a foreign intelligence group set up by the British. I'm not saying the British run us, but it's like a multinational combine. And, of course, your books break that down. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com and StoneZone.com. Roger, thank you for the update. I look forward to having you on very soon.
Alex, great to be with you as always.
There goes Roger Stone with the latest information. Before I go any further, I'm doing the first Ask Me Anything on Reddit tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock Central. And we'll have that feed up. You can also watch the Mountly News, and there'll be the feed of the daytime show. We're just spewing media out of the stratosphere here. You can ask me anything at 6 p.m. tonight. The feed will be at Infowars.com/AMA. That's right. Infowars.com/AMA. You can see the graphic there. It says Infowars.com/show, because there'll also be a feed there, and we'll have a feed up on the YouTube channel, Real Alex Jones, so you'll find the feeds. The best thing to do is sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we will send you any special event links and feeds and showtime, so it's easy to find it right in your email, Infowars.com/newsletter. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back with the second hour.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones.